Just in the past couple of weeks, we've seen the FBI and U.S. aid be dismantled. Saw the call for 2.5 million federal employees to quit. Seen a private individual, unelected, take control of the U.S. Treasury computers, the FAA air traffic control systems, seeking access now for the Social Security system. All this brings to mind two words, state capture. It's, in effect, political corruption, which private interests try to influence a state's decision-making process for their own advantage. It's not a new term. It was coined first by the World Bank back in 2000. It refers to the way that formal procedures, like laws, and I guess we'd call them operational norms, and government bureaucracy are manipulated by government officials, state-backed companies, private companies, private individuals, so as to influence state policies and laws in their favor. Sound familiar? Sound too familiar? This brought to my mind a Charlie Chaplin film of all things called The Great Dictators, made in 1940. It was actually Chaplin's first talkie with his little tramp character. It was a merciless satire of Adolf Hitler, a comedy albeit, but still pointed out the evils, the dangers of fascism, anti-Semitism, what at least was known about the Nazis, because Americans never actually saw footage of what was happening with the concentration camps until film of those horrors were used in the 1946 Orson Welles film, The Stranger. Chaplin himself, in his autobiography, said if he had known what was happening in Germany, he would have never made the film The Great Dictator, which would have been a loss in hindsight. As I mentioned, The Great Dictator was the first time in almost 25 years that Chaplin's little tramp character finally spoke. And a lot of what I've just pointed out to you, the words that he said in the final scene of The Great Dictator strongly resonate today.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!